Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Okay, all of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. Just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your zip code?
30317.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your year of birth?
1987.
87, okay. Let me see. You say 87, right? 87. Yes. Okay. Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's degree,
okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, and from whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people are not registered?
Oh, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and below is a list of issues. Please select three of the, that are the most important to you. The first one would be racism and discrimination, abortion access, immigration, inflation, cost of living, jobs in the economy, traffic, crime, climate change in the environment, public transportation, and education.
I would say this is about right now for the upcoming election.
Yes, I mean, yes. Uh-huh.
So I would say education, abortion, and racism, discrimination.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and when thinking about the direction in which, each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Are you very satisfied with it, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
In general. Maybe slightly dissatisfied.
So somewhat dissatisfied, right?
Yes.
Okay. What about the Atlanta region?
Same.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. Georgia.
Same.
Okay. All right, now we would like to rate you how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas, okay, using scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you're neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of them people or groups, just tell us that, as well. The first one will be Uber and Lyft.
6.
About 6, okay. Artificial intelligence companies.
5. I don't know much.
5. Okay, the Atlanta Police Department.
2.
2. Self-driving cars.
Also a 2.
2. Okay, Martha buses.
5.
5.
I don't take the bus.
Governor Brian Kemp.
4.
4. Mayor Andre Dickens.
6.
6. The Atlanta City Council.
I don't know enough about it.
So you want a neutral or maybe never heard of it?
5 is fine. Yeah, we'll do 5.
Okay. Five, okay. What about the Atlanta Bell Line?
Eight.
Eight, okay. Okay, and how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Would you say it's excellent, good, only poor, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I would say only fair.
Only fair, okay. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it like almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month, okay. And how familiar are you with Atlanta Bell Line and its facilities?
Very.
Very familiar, okay. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Bell Line in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month, okay. All right, based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Bell Line or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Would that be very positive or just somewhat positive?
Very.
Very. All right. All right. In here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and, you know, 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement, okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, I feel safe riding Martha. Strongly disagree, neither agree or disagree, or strongly agree from 0 to 10?
8.
8. Okay, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
4.
4. Okay, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
0.
0, okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and let me see. It says 0, right, on that 0?
Yeah.
Okay, crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses.
4.
4. I trust Martha to finish the project they are working on.
7.
And I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
4.
4. Okay, and the quality of Atlanta roads is getting worse.
4.
4. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Okay. Statement A says we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Okay, statement B says we can fix, you know, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which one do you agree with most?
The first one, A.
Would that be somewhat statement A or strongly A?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and here are some policies that, you know, the city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this problem, this policy, and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. But you may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, depending how you feel.
Yep.
Okay, the first one would be incentivizing housing development close to public transit from 0 to 10. 8, okay.
8.
Okay, prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths. Six. Okay. Adding more security to Martha's stops.
Four.
Okay. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
Six.
Okay. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
Five.
Okay, repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
Seven.
Adding extra capacity and trains, you know, to Martha, making them more frequent and reliable.
Eight.
Okay. And the last one said adding light rail to the Beltline.
Six.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian friendly light rail alongside the Beltline trail? Would you say that you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat familiar, okay. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Would that be strongly support or just somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support, okay. All right, now, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit would link up with existing and future Martha stops and better connect Atlanta neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation into the Beltline?
Support.
Would that be the somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. All right, ma'am, and we almost done with this survey. Okay, I only have some statements to. Now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Okay, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing a statement about the Beltline. 5 means it's, you know, neither convincing or unconvincing. And 0 means it's not convincing a statement, but you may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Okay, Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tour through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which connects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proofed Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. Would you say that's not all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing? You may use
10,
any number.
Ten.
Okay, 10. Okay, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that need the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. Not all convincing, neither convincing nor convincing, or very convincing?
Seven.
Seven, okay. The city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse, you know, as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. Not all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing?
Six,
okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and once again, okay, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
And would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Oh, is that a number? Sorry.
That'd be, you know, somewhat or strong. No, somewhat, somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat support. Okay. All right, ma'am, and the last, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Okay, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. With a 10 means that you're very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means it's somewhat concerning. And 0 means it's not concerning statement. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 10. The Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete. Assuming it ever finishes, let's look at, to the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more efficiently. Would you say that's not concerning, somewhat concerning, or very concerning, in your opinion?
Very concerning. I don't agree.
Okay, so if you don't agree, that means it's not concerning to you, okay? So what number would you say from 0 to 5? That's like, what number would you say
of
concern? 0, okay? All right, the Beltline train will lock, in public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we have seen, with our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never turned down. Instead of going ahead with, an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk more to regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. Not at all concerning, somewhat concerning, or very concerning?
6.
6, okay. All right, and the last one says, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday, Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and Midtown. We need actually transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works out for out-of-towners. Would you say that's not concerning, somewhat, or very concerning?
7.
7. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And one last time, okay, based on what you just know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Somewhat support.
Is this
a number?
Okay, thank you. Just want support or strongly support. Okay, somewhat support. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? How long have you lived in Atlanta? Would you say less than a year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 years or more?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
How long have you lived in Atlanta?
Oh, how long have I lived in Atlanta? 20 years or
yes.
more.
21 years more, okay. And in which of the following best represents how you think of yourself, okay? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Bisexual.
Okay, bisexual, okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Nope, shit. Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-home parent, or student?
Full-time.
All right, ma'am. And then last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? So was it less than $25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 95,000, or 100 to $250,000 or more than $250,000 a year?
50 to 60.
Okay.
Or was it 55 to 65? Is that
50,
what it was?
Yes, I got 55 to 65.
Yes, that one.
Okay. All right, ma'am. With this, this concludes our survey. I really thank you so much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Okay. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.